Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. We continue this week with the celebration of Pascha, the Orthodox feast of the resurrection of Christ, which lasts 40 days. And once again, we greet all of our listeners with the Paschal greeting, Christ is risen. In the Slavic liturgical tradition, Paschal Matin service begins with the processional hymn, Thy Resurrection, O Christ our Savior, the angels in heaven sing. But in the Greek tradition, the first hymn that is heard is Come Receive Light from the Light, sung by the priest as he emerges into the totally dark church with a candle and proceeds to pass the candle flame around. We will hear this moment of the service sung by Father Christopher Metropolis and the trio Icona.
Come receive the
This same mystery-filled moment of the Paschal service is captured in Ivan Moody's Passion and Resurrection, a concert work based upon Orthodox Holy Week and Paschal services. First we hear, Come and Receive Light, followed by Thy Resurrection, O Christ our Savior, sung in Church Slavonic. This beautiful recording is by the Capella Amsterdam, directed by Daniel Royce.
Thank you.
On the third Sunday of Easter, the Church remembers Joseph of Arimathea, who with Nicodemus took Jesus' body down from the cross, and the myrrh-bearing women, who very early in the morning set out to anoint the body of Jesus, and instead found an empty tomb. It is because of this that the faithful gather at midnight and process around the church, singing the hymns we have just heard. The story of the myrrh-bearers and the words spoken to them by the angel in the tomb are recounted every Sunday in the Orthodox Matin service as part of the Troparia, preceded by the refrain, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." We will hear a beautiful setting of these verses drawn from Sergei Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil. The composer has masterfully combined the traditional Znamenny chant melody with such dramatic devices as giving the angel's words to a tenor soloist. We will hear the Robert Shaw Festival singers and tenor Carl Dent under the direction of Robert Shaw.
Thank you.
Another hymn from the Resurrectional All-Night Vigil is Having Beheld the Resurrection of Christ, which is also sung during Paschal Matins. The setting we will hear is once again taken from Rachmaninoff's Vigil, performed by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers. Once again, Rachmaninoff mixes chant-like unison passages with moments of great intensity and power, as, for example, on the words, "For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world." Far in the Russian north, almost by the border of Finland, lies the famous Valaam Monastery. Recently reopened after years of neglect, it now cultivates a small but vigorous monastic choir, which has established active ties with church musicians in America. After making several recordings in Church Slavonic, the monks have undertaken a missionary effort directed to non-Russian-speaking Orthodox, performing some of the traditional melodies in English and other languages. We will hear them sing the Paschal Third Antiphon verses in English, with the refrain sung in Slavonic, Greek, Georgian, and English.
That God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Christos voskrese, izmertve, smertio smert poprav, Isushim vo grobe. And let them that hate him flee from before his face. Christos Anesti ek nekron, thanato, thanaton, pati. As smoke vanishes, so shall they vanish, as wax melts in the face of fire. So shall the ungodly perish from the presence of God, and the righteous shall rejoice. Christ is risen from the dead, trembling down death by death.
In this program, we have been focusing on the great mystery surrounding the resurrection of Christ, the mystery first revealed to the myrrh-bearing women and then to the apostles. Our last selection today focuses on what is perhaps the greatest mystery of all, how it is possible for the faithful, nearly 2,000 years after the resurrection, to become one with Christ through partaking of his body and blood in Holy Communion. We hear the communion hymn of Easter, "Receive the body of Christ, taste the fountain of immortality," sung here in English by the monks of Valam to a beautiful otherworldly melody from Georgia in the Caucasus.
Immortality.
Next week, we will continue our 40-day celebration of Orthodox Easter, Pascha, the Feast of Feasts, with more festal hymns from various national traditions forming the body of the Orthodox Church. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard in this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And ask for program number 111. This is Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening, and in reminding you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound. Christ is risen. Christos a inviat. Al-Masih kam. Christos anesti. Christos voskriese.